Cookie wants to be a professional wrestler.
I'm Cookie Serratos, and I'm 11 years old.
She also wants to win all the medals. That's why Cookie and her family make every day count, squeezing out her best with Go-Go Squeeze.
Okay, Cookie, let's break for a Go-Go Squeeze.
Go-Go Squeeze fruit-on-the-go pouches are a nutritious snack made from 100% fruit with no sugar added.
Go, Cookie!
Because when you nurture your kids, you squeeze out the best in them. Squeeze out their best with Go-Go Squeeze. Not a low-calorie food. Products range from 11 to 13 grams of sugar and 60 to 70 calories per serving.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Coming to you live from Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this first day of August 2022. Wow, summer's flying by. And we have, tonight, again, our producer is none other than Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody.
And my co-partner tonight, again, is Pastor Joe.
Yes, that God-fearing, Bible-believing, flag-waving, gun-owning, Constitution-loving patriot. I'm here and ready to go to work.
That sure beats being a Missouri hillbilly, I can tell you that. All right.
Well, it keeps you from going into the fuel pit and all of that, you know, dusty roads. So we'll just, you know.
All righty.
Somebody has to defend me.
We have a whole lot to do, so we got to get right at it. Do you know what? The title of the message, do you remember what it is?
It was a very unusual one with witches and warlocks and wizards. Oh, my.
Yep, absolutely. Now, I'm going to be doing some commentary here for just a minute, so let me get it done. The old saying that they can't see the forest because of all of the trees. America is so engulfed on every side by sorcery, wizardry, and witchcraft, and only a very, very small percentage of us recognize it. What is the reason for such ignorance? Well, it's biblical illiteracy is what it is. Hosea 4:6 tells you, my people are destroyed. They're destroyed for lack of knowledge, and that knowledge is referring to God's Word, the Bible. The Proverbs chapter 1, for example, in verse 20, talks about how it tells you that people, fools, hate knowledge. They don't want the knowledge. They don't want to know the truth. And so here, in all of my years in the prison ministry, especially upon death row, one of the regrets spoken of by the prisoners more often than any other was, if I'd only listened to the warnings of those around me that tried to warn me, tried to tell me. The Bible gives such clear descriptions and the attributes and the characteristics of wizardry and witchcraft and the like. It is absolutely clear. Now, we're going to take a look at it. Joe, when you mention witches and wizards, people get a picture in their mind of an old woman, wearing, a black dress and a pointed hat and riding a broom, or a wizard with his
Witch Hazel on the cartoons. Yep.
Yeah, but in fact, today, some of the best known witches in the country, Hillary Clinton, is one of the best-known witches, but there's many if you... and then when I say that, I'm not saying it to be derogatory. Hillary is an actual witch. She actually headed up a witch covenant. And you know who said that? Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was... Well, Hillary did too, yeah. But
she
Bill Clinton...
Yeah.
Every time Hillary would head off once a month to California, she would address her covenant out there, and Bill would tell Larry Nichols and Larry Patterson, go get the girls. Old Hill is out there doing her witch thing, so go get the girls. And they would go over to Flowerwood and have their little parties over there while Hillary was down in California doing her witch thing. And so, in fact, you're right.
That witchcraft does not give you knowledge and understanding, or Hillary would have never gone and left him alone.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. When she was addressing on C-SPAN, they had Hillary addressing the lesbian, feminist lesbians, and she came out and she said, "Good afternoon. I am Drusilla." That's her witch name, Drusilla. The Wicked Witch of the West. And then she let out with a cackle, okay? And in fact, you see, that's exactly what she was, the Wicked Witch of the West. But there are others out there that, you know, promote, singer, the female, the blonde whore singer that's the very whorish woman. And what is her name? The one who boasted about having sex with multiple guys in a limousine. Not Gaga, the other one. What was the other one? And I'm trying to think of her name, but she...
Can't help you there.
Yeah, she was known.
We've done stories on different ones who were selling things and leading. We've done many, many stories over the years.
Yeah, you know, anyhow, she was bragging about being a witch, and a number of others there. But here, if you go into, when you're out in front of the bloody abortion mills, and you go down there, and those people that work there, those women that work at the abortion mills, look at their bumper stickers. They all have witchcraft bumper stickers, or at least a lot of them do, on there. And as far as the wizards go, the wizards aren't wearing long robes and pointy hats now. The wizards, many wearing three-piece suits. And you see these wizards involved in especially, and more than any place else in pharmakia, in the pharmacy movement there. Big pharma, you see, wizardry is flush with wizardry out there in big pharma. And so we'll take a look at this as we go through God's Word, the Bible, today. And we see this moving across in the cities, but people don't recognize it. They don't understand because they've been indoctrinated by the mainstream media and you know, even Disneyland and everything. They don't get it. It's like they're standing in the middle of a lake looking for water. They don't quite get it nowadays. But let's start tonight in Nahum chapter 3. And we'll take verse by verse, Joe.
All right.
Just start with verse 1.
1. Woe to the bloody city. It is all full of lies and robbery. The prey departeth not.
Yeah, that was it. I just got it. It just came to me via over the headphones. Madonna is what I was trying to think of, and I know that
Madonna's the one. Okay.
I don't know. She's still, She's still around. I haven't heard anything from that.
Yeah, she's still around, and she was the one that was tied to a cross upside down, or I don't know. We did a bunch of weird stuff. I tend to try and forget that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people out there that do the very Satanistic Antichrist. They don't necessarily say I'm a witch, but their actions are all pro-Satan, pro-occult, and they have the symbols and the candles, and, you know. So by their actions are they known.
So you're telling me you wouldn't date Madonna if you had a chance, right?
No. No, I wouldn't go near that.
Hey, listen, should I ask Courageous Craig the same question, or should we fear the answer?
I think he's smart enough to know when to run.
All right.
I really do.
Okay, but anyhow, let's go back now. Woe to the bloody city, it is all full of lies and robbery, and the prey departeth not. Now here in particular, this passage is written about Nineveh. It's Nineveh used its beauty, its prestige.
Said it was Detroit.
Well, we're gonna get to that here.
Oh, okay.
Nineveh used its beauty, its prestige, its power to seduce other nations like a prostitute. She enticed them into false friendships. Then, when the other nations relaxed, thinking Assyria was a friend, Assyria destroyed and plundered them. Beautiful and oppressive on the outside, Nineveh was vicious and deceitful on the inside. Beneath beautiful facades, sometimes, and seduction and death. So let me ask you here when we see this. Remember in Habakkuk, we see this, the very same thing happening with the Chaldeans. They were the very same way, and what they would do, and this is what Nineveh would do. Now remember, 100 years prior to this, that fellow Jonah showed up over there in Nineveh. Remember him?
And, right, the reluctant. He was a little reluctant to go where God wanted him to, but with a little encouragement, he got there and preached in Nineveh.
Yeah, but he didn't preach repentance like the Lord told him to. He preached destruction. Wow. He went in there and he said, 40 days, it's over. It's God's judgment. You know, paraphrase, you're going to be a parking lot. And, you know, and so God sent him in there to preach repentance. But what do you think it was that scared the Ninevites so bad when that the king said, listen, maybe we might have a chance. This God of Israel, is a very powerful God. And just maybe if we repent and we show him, he might spare us, okay? But what was it?
Right.
But there was something in particular that caused them, Joe, to really believe that this was for real, because what God did they worship? Dagon. It was Dagon. The god of the sea, or a fish god, or the whale god, if you will. And so when they seen this god of the sea puke up, if you will, Jonah. Yeah. Now, here's the thing. Some years ago, there was a Japanese fisherman that was swallowed, and he actually spent 3 days in the whale. He could breathe. And when they caught the whale, this guy was rescued. This is was a true story. And anyhow, while in there, his skin turned like a bluish green because of the acid, and he didn't smell too good, Joe. He didn't smell too good. So can you imagine what Jonah looked like when he was when the whale spit him up?
I didn't realize that they'd even seen. I thought Nineveh was a bit away from the coast, and he had to walk into Nineveh.
No,
he would have told his story, wouldn't he?
Well, yeah, things spread pretty fast. You know, people earned their living down at the sea, down at the ocean. That's how the fishing. And something like this happened. This is big news. And the word got to the word got to the king right away. So there had to be people saying that, hey, guess what we saw? What took place? And the king was so scared, he said, listen, we better repent or we're history. And so he ordered everyone to do what? Sackcloth and ashes, huh?
Ashes, right.
So now here in Nineveh.
God, which they did, yeah. And they temporarily repented, but after a while they fell back to their old ways.
Now, remember the reason Jonah was so set? He tried to go to Tros instead of Nineveh. Remember, and the reason he was so set against that, he didn't want to be the one, because he feared that Nineveh would repent, and he didn't want to be the one to go back to his people after the way that they were treated
right.
by those, because they were their legend has it that they would, when they caught a Hebrew, they would skin the men and hang their hides on their tents. And so he didn't want to be the one to go back to his people and say, well, I went there and I preached repentance, and they repented and were spared, okay? So he decided...
Now there's no punishment for them, yeah.
So he decided, well, I'm not going there. If God tells you to go someplace, is it a smart idea to listen to him?
A pretty good idea to listen to him, yeah. I've tried to argue with him in the past. It didn't work well.
Are you going to get right where he wants you, right when he wants you? Are you going to get there his way or yours? You see, I mean, if you get there his way, it's a lot less painful than if you try it your way, huh?
Yeah, I will testify to that, yes.
Okay. You know, I mean, we may be old, but we're not stupid, are we?
I was in the past. I got smart quick.
we've learned a few things along the way. So here now, this bloody city, what they would do in Nineveh is they did the very same thing that the Babylonians did. What they would do is they would go to King Jones and say, King Jones, listen, let's join up together, have a confederacy, and we'll go together and we'll go and plunder Smith's kingdom over here. And so when Jones would say, okay, I'll join up with you, because Jones was afraid not to, okay, and then what would happen, they would have their army waiting in the background. So as soon as Smith's army would leave his kingdom there, they would move in and rob and pillage and betray them. And so that's what Nineveh was used to doing too. They were a wicked, wicked city. But from the outside, they looked beautiful. They looked, you know, this big, powerful. And the other nations, even though they feared them, they really wanted to be like them. They wanted that power, right? And so he goes on now. When we compare this, let's compare this to some of our cities here. The noise of the whip and the noise of the rattling of the wheels and the prancing horses and of the jumping of the chariots. Today, Joe, if you notice something they've got, instead of just smash and grab, or instead of just a regular carjacking, now what they're doing, I don't know if you've seen the new tactic, it's hit and rob, where they will wait for people. They'll hit them with their cars.
Car, and then you get out, run over, and grab the stuff off them while they're laying there bleeding in the street and drive off.
Yeah, and they can get away with it in the big cities because of the prostitutes called prosecutors, where George Soros has bought a number of prostitutes, and they refer to them as prosecutors. He's placed them in office, and they make sure that these guys get away with that because they're wanting to make sure the criminal, that they have the criminal element firm in their side, so when the word is out, go and burn the cities down, they have to stop the election. They're going to have to do something. And they know this, so they have plan A, plan B, plan C all lined up. And so here...
Same George Soros that just gave $1 million to Beto O'Rourke down there in Texas, that same George?
Well, we're going to call him Big Toe O'Dork.
O'Rourke, yeah.
No, O'Dork.
Evil George gave Big Toe $1 million to... he's so far outraising Abbott down there by about... nearly $3 million, thanks to Soros and some other liberal guys.
You show me someone that would vote for him, and I'll show you a fool. And not only that, but to vote for Big Tor.
A wicked person like Soros would vote for him, but that's because he's evil and wicked, not stupid.
Well, according to God's word, the Bible, it would, in many places, he tells you, it would be absolute sin. It would be a sin to vote for a man like him. And to do that, Scripture says the nation should be, you should be accursed for doing that. Now,
thinking themselves wise, they became as fools. So Soros thinks he's very, very wise, but God thinks he's foolish.
So the horsemen lifted up both the big sword and the glittering spear, and there's a multitude of slain, a great number of slain carcasses. They must be talking about Chicago on the weekend, right? I mean, it's carcasses.
Weekend.
And corpses laying all over the place in Chicago, isn't there?
And the hospitals are full of the wounded.
Now here you go. Listen to verse 4. Listen to verse 4. Because of the multitude of the whoredoms of the well-favored harlot, the mistress of witchcraft and selling nations, though her whoredom and families through her witchcrafts, okay? And so we're seeing this very same thing being done. One of the ways it's being done, Joe, and people don't really see it, they don't understand it, is these smart aleck phones. The young people today are being indoctrinated very slowly through these smart aleck phones, these what they call smartphones or whatever, and artificial intelligence, AI. And we'll go through this as we look, as we continue here. He goes
It brings up mistress of witchcraft, and then through her whoredoms. So through witchcraft and through whoredoms, and they combine the two because the original witchcraft was what potions, so that when a lady, young lady, got pregnant, she would go and take a poison that would not kill her but would stop the pregnancy, cause an abortion. So a lot of time this witchcraft and the sexuality or the prostitution, the different sins, would all be connected.
Well, and not just that.
There's a connection.
No, I know, Joe, but today, openly, when they have these witch covenants open today, they've moved them up. In other words, it's not like it used to be. They dress their witches, but they're hot wives, and they belong to these sex clubs. There's
right.
And so the witches are prostitutes, too. They're making money, but they're also heavily involved in witchcraft. Look, I remember when John McTurnan and I went to Toledo, Ohio, and that's when they were closing a big abortion mill down because of the they had, through eminent domain, they were going to put up a baseball stadium there. Now, so we went down there. They asked me to come down and speak, and we went down, and we went to this abortion mill, and they were moving out. The doors were open, and we went in, and there were tables, 8-foot-long tables lined up, probably 10 in a row. And on each table, they had, listen to this, Joe, they had all of the herbs and things that they use in a witchcraft. They had the candles. They had all the different colored candles out there. The green and the orange and the yellow have to do with, like, placing a curse on crops or you know, trying to, you know, going one way or the other. You know, sometimes not only placing a curse, but sometimes trying to place some kind of a blessing or a curse on the opposition's crops, but not your own. But then they had the black and the white and the red. And those candles, Joe, had to do with, the red was a blood sacrifice, and the white was when they would have a marriage, a witch marriage. Often they would have an orgy that would be there, that a number of men would have sex with the bride. They would, and then the black always had to do with death. The black always represented death. It's with these candles all there. And guess what else was right? Every station was the same for the witches. And Joe, at every station, they had an NIV Bible open. And at every station. And I believe the verses, was 1 Samuel 15, 23. And I remember, these are anti-God, and they are rebellion. And so, but anyhow, let's pick it up here. Because of the multitude of whoredoms and well-favored harlot, well, we go on. Behold, I am against thee, saith the Lord of hosts. I will discover thy skirts upon thy face. I will show the nations thy nakedness, and the kingdoms thy shame. And I will cast abominable filth upon thee, and make thee vile and well set, thee as a gazing stock. And it shall come to pass that all that they look upon thee shall flee from thee and say, Nineveh is laid to waste. Who will bemoan her? Whence shall I seek and comfort thee? You know, let me just say right now, we'll stop right there, but think about this with San Francisco. Think about San Francisco, how it has become filthy. When he says, I will abominable filth here in San Francisco, where they were defecating out on the sidewalks.
On the street, and the drugs, and the needles, and the trash, and the homeless, and the,
And the sodomy.
Once beautiful city, now totally ugly.
Absolutely. I had some friends that had gone, had to visit relatives there, and they said they would never, they'd never go back to San Francisco for any reason at all. And so, anyhow, we're going to have to stop right there because we're up against the break. But we'll be back right after this with more.
Remember me, you're taking all my money. Remember me, you gave my job away. Remember me, or am I just a number? Who's white and straight and doesn't qualify for foreign aid? Remember me, I helped you get elected. But you haven't done one thing you said you'd do. Well, even though you'd rather not remember me, I'll remember you. Remember me, I served my country proudly. Remember me, I love the USA. Remember me, or am I just some bumpkin who you didn't think would notice the bounce checks and midnight raids? Remember me, I wrote you all those letters, thinking that you cared what I thought too. Well, even though you often just forget to remember, I'll remember you. I'll remember.
I'll remember.
In November.
In November.
As I step into the little booth, I'll remember.
Alrighty, we are back. And folks, I just want to remind you again, decertifyfraud.com, decertifyfraud.com. If you haven't gone there yet, go there. If you have not done it yet, remember, in just over a month, they're going to try to, they want to destroy all of the ballots in the 2020 election, all of the evidence of the extreme voter fraud, extreme election fraud, extreme election fraud. And so, but we've got petitions, and we've got hundreds of thousands of people now that are sending postcards to the state representatives. I think over 300, I believe like about 340-something state representatives. And you can send cards there to them. You can send it to whoever you want for different amounts of money. For $100, I believe you can send it to all all of the state representatives in those five swing states.
Five states, yeah.
Yeah, and so, again, that's decertifyfraud.com. You really want to do that. You really want to do that. Joe, yesterday in the church, we showed that film about January 6th. It's almost 2 hours long. And it shows you how that January 6th, how corrupt they were. It shows you the murder. It shows you how the Christian patriots were beaten to death by dirty, really dirty, I mean really, really dirty, D.C. cops, okay? How they were literally beaten to death, how Miss Babbitt was shot in the, you know, and murdered point blank by a really cowardly, dirty D.C. cop that the really cowardly, dirty, nasty Pelosi group made the heroes out of them for shooting an unarmed woman. Murder. It's absolute murder. And that corrupt, extremely corrupt. I mean really corrupt, as corrupt gets. A so-called January 6th committee in that video. And the folks out there listening, you know, we told you, the ones that, you know, were in our area, boy, you missed it. It was a extremely good video. And don't call me and ask me where can you get it, because I'm not the one that showed it, okay? We have people in the church take care of that for me. But anyhow, it was really good. Now, people have been wanting to know what passage of Scripture we're reading from. Nahum chapter 3. And so we'll pick it up, Joe, in 1 Samuel 15 tomorrow, Lord's willing, okay? So you ready for some lightning rounds, Joe?
Well, there's two or three big stories out there. Where do you want to start?
Well, I wanted to do this one for the New American CDC promoting secretive chatting platform for LGBT teens on sex perversions and occultism. We mentioned this last week, but let me just hit this with the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, which, by the way, is owned by Big Pharma. It's owned and run by Big Pharma, is promoting to youth on an online platform where they can chat about sexual perversions. This is your CDC doing this with your tax dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Sex change operations, the occult, and activism. The resource is specifically designed to be quickly hidden out of parental sites while being used and run in part by planned predators. It also allows for the mixing of LGBTQ adults and teenagers. Called Q-Chat Space and described as a digital LGBTQ, that's lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing, queer center, where teens join live chats, professionally facilitated online support groups. The platform is advertised on the CDC's LGBT Health Youth Resource page. The CDC also provides an option for Spanish-speaking troubled children to use their portal in Spanish. So there you go, Joe. Let's let folks know. Again, this...
Even make the porn in Spanish, but you and I have been telling people for years... It goes back to the way back, but at least till the cultural Marxists back in the early 1900s, and they figured out we have to destroy God, family, country to foment the communist revolution. So what's the best thing to do? Well, bring in sex, sexualize the children, destroy the family. That destroys the faith, the family, and that breaks down so that the people are ready to accept a revolution. And the left has always gone after the children as victims to be utilized one way or the other. So it's always sexualize the children. And it's been going on for over 100 years. They keep hitting it because that's the weak link. The children are vulnerable. They see things they shouldn't at too early an age. Things become obsessive. It's totally child abuse. It's totally cruel. And it just amazes me that the parents in this country have not just gone you know, revolutionary mad at these people for doing this to their children. They just seem to sit back and go, oh, well, you know, I'll try and protect my child. And it just seems like they take all this stuff too easily, Pastor.
They've been so indoctrinated and so dumbed down. I mean, just absolutely. This is where, again, in Proverbs chapter 1, starting with verse 20, talks about the simple-mindedness, and they become simple-minded. But anyhow, reports of 83% of Americans concerned about election integrity in the midterm elections. 75% also believe that there was election fraud, it was cheating, and that the election, the 2020 election, was stolen. There you go. Yep. Well, you won't hear that on NBC, ABC, CBS. But you know what? You know what, Joe? Tucker Carlson gets it. Tucker Carlson gets it, Joe. And tonight, do you know what he was talking about? Everything we had told you about how Joe Biden has purposely weakened our military. Biden, along with Austin and Milley, has weakened our military to the point where we cannot win a war with China. So talking about China and Nancy Pelosi going over there to Taiwan. But here, again, remember, you had the 60,000 soldiers that had their pay taken away and basically were thrown out of the military. Along, and add to that, one-third of the Navy SEALs on top of that.
Yep, that 60,000 was the ready reserve and the guard, and then there were... We never did get the actual number of active duty that would not take the shot that were gotten rid of, and they've hid the numbers of how many of those they kicked out of the service or are in the process of getting rid of.
Well, and let me tell you.
Back to the beginning. Everything he started defunding when left Afghanistan, we left all that equipment and money. I mean, everything the man has done is to the detriment of America economically, militarily, politically, for foreign relations. I can't think of one thing he's done that has not helped our enemy.
Well, listen to this. The Al-Zawahiri, Al-Qaeda leader that they killed.
Right.
Here's the thing, Joe. We have there Biden, and when he was a senator, in fact, tonight Hannity played Biden as a senator, giving a speech, and he was saying that if we had to leave Afghanistan, if we left there, if we were to leave our equipment behind, if we were to leave our weapons behind, if we had to do that, here's what Biden said, you could bet that those weapons will be used on Americans someday. That's what Joe Biden said. And what did Joe Biden do? He left $85 billion worth of military weapons there. Now, here's the thing. Look, remember, since we pulled out of Afghanistan, Al-Qaeda now was so confident about their security there that they were out in the open. The gangs are out in the open. But what do you think they're going to do now, Al-Qaeda, with the Americans that were left behind that's still there in Afghanistan that couldn't get out, still trying to get out? What do you think is going to happen to them now?
I think they're going to redouble their efforts to find them and kill them. But I'm going back where you were talking about what Biden said as a senator. Do you remember there were a couple of military strikes that... Donald Trump did on people, and what was Biden's reaction? Oh, it was going to start off, make the war worse, everything was doom and gloom and terrible, he never should have done it, and here Biden turns around and does the very same thing, and now they're praising him like he's brilliant, he's brave, you know, we've struck a bro for liberty. I didn't see him on TV, but he was going to go on and give a talk tonight. I can just imagine how he's got there bragging about how he and his people did this. But yet, when Trump did it, horrible, terrible, dangerous, you know, foolish. So it's just everything this man does is it's like that. There was a cartoon or a comic when I was a kid, Bizarro Superman, and I don't remember much except it was everything in Bizarro world was total opposite of everything in Superman's world. Some of you older folks will know what I'm talking about. And Joe Biden is like that. Everything he's doing, it's like Bizarro land because it's totally opposite of everything the younger Biden said and everything that's pro-America. It's just like if we made this up and put it in a novel, I think they'd send it back and say nobody's going to believe a storyline like this, you know.
Well, do you think...
unbelievable.
Well, you know, in Bizarro Land, remember, the kryptonite was red and not green.
I remember there was something weird about it, but yeah.
Yeah,
red.
So,
yeah, red with, like, the Democrat Party red, right?
Uh-huh. All right, Bizarro Land. So anyhow, so now we've seen, finally, you know, here Tucker Carlson comes out. Everything we've been telling people about how, now, see, first of all, all of this stuff that you're talking about, China is threatening to shoot down Nancy Pelosi, folks, that is all show business. And here you got Biden huffing and puffing, acting like he's going to stand up to China. China owns him. China owns Biden, and Biden knows it. China could put Hunter Biden and Joe Biden, China could have them tried for high treason. And we all know that, okay? And, of course,
but why
also,
get rid of your puppet that you control? I mean, they don't want to do that, right?
Right. So add to NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN as to what China owns. He owns them, too. They're going to do exactly what the collective, the head of the collective tells them to do. And this is all show business. All this stuff that you see out there, it's all show business.
Well, look at the connection. Right now, Iran is turning around saying it will build nuclear warheads and turn New York City into a hellish ruins if, you know, Biden administration or the Zionists even think about destroying their nuclear plant there. And all of a sudden, North Korea is back at the same time. It's making threats. Russia's making threats. And what's the one thing they all have in common? We have a weak Biden that nobody's afraid of, Biden that runs away from things, that capitulates, and all of a sudden you've got all our enemies standing out there making terrible threats, frightening people all around the world. Everybody's thinking we could go to war and all this stuff, and it's because we have this weak, mousy president who's bought and paid for, so the North Koreans, the Iranians, the Russians, the Chinese are all threatening. And it's all happening within the same week. I don't believe in coincidence. Do you?
No. Joe, do you remember some years ago we had J.R. Nyquist on the program? And, you know, he has always been right in the midst of these things, you know, where it comes to the connections and his background in intelligence. And he's been recently, remember what we've been saying? What all the chatter? The chatter is that...
Right, the chatter that's going on.
That all of this is going to come to a head in November, where China is going
about
to threaten...
election time.
Where China will threaten to invade America, and some kind of show will be put on, and you're going to have Biden and Austin and Milley say, we cannot win a war with China, so we just have to surrender, okay? And so,
or there'll be something we have to back off and declare a national emergency. And I see it, they're going to use it to try and use mail-in ballots again for the election because we're in a state of national emergency. There's a threat of war. I think it's going to turn out to be more of a political thing than a real war.
Yeah, well, yeah. And there's between 20 and 40,000 Chinese students that have come here on student and have student loans or not loans, what do you call passports, and have disappeared. Nobody knows where they're at. You know, many of
right,
these
visas.
Yeah, many of those students now are but they're living in America. Some of them, are, maybe they're not our age, but they're pretty close to it. Some of them could be. Anyhow, they've been here for a...
Back when you brought that up, I need to mention this. Bill Clinton, during his administration, he allowed L'Oreal Corporation to go over to China, help teach them how to launch weather satellites. Well, the same technology to launch a weather satellite is the technology to launch a nuclear warhead. While he was doing that, back home, we had graduated 110 Chinese scientists with PhDs in AI, artificial intelligence, and the same year that these guys were people, I don't know if it was all guys, these men and women were graduating, he sold China, he sold China 100 gray supercomputers, and somebody forgot to wipe the hard drives off the supercomputers, and some of them came from places like Los Alamos Lab. And so China gets all these scientists with PhDs in artificial intelligence. They have all these computers that nobody bothered to wipe the hard drive clean, and it was claimed that he gave them enough technical information to advance to have advanced them 25 years in science and technology, all during Bill Clinton's last term in office.
And we broke that story.
Clinton.
Yeah. We broke it. Now, again, I wanted to say what we've been talking about, what the chatter is, you've got that J.R. Nyquist now has that. If you go to jrnyquist.blog, jrnyquist.blog. You can find all that information that we've been telling you about what the chatter is. And like I said, look, this is the chatter. We're telling you what's being said. We don't have, any proof of this. And just like there's a lot of things that we have information on, some of it, Joe, we can't bring it up because it's so bad and so bizarre that people wouldn't believe it. They couldn't wrap their brains around it. But it'll be coming out soon. In fact, Stu Peters is going to be coming out with a film very shortly. In fact, I think it might be out already. Stu Peters about the little children, and it's going to be what we've been telling you about the pedophilia and what has taken place. The Democratic Communist Party, the Democratic Communist Party, is flush with pedophilia. They're flush with pedophilia. We've been telling you about this, but there's also even much worse than that going on. So, I think Stu Peters has it up on his website now. So, the film he's got out. In fact, I'm going to take a look. Tomorrow, and we may be playing clips of it, Joe. And so, anyhow, with that. House Republicans on Oversight and Government Reform Committee demand Hunter Biden turn over all the information on Biden crime family business dealings, okay? Well, where's that going to go? No place, because why? We don't have a Department of Justice, a DOJ anymore, do we?
Right, we don't have one, and, what are they going to do? They're gonna protect him. They've been protecting him. The FBI protected him. The 31 members of the intelligence community, remember, said all the Hunter laptop was Russian disinformation. I mean, they lied. Nothing happened to them. They didn't look at the laptop, and life goes on. They cover up for them. So I don't expect anything else. If the whole intelligence community, State Department, FBI are in the tank, nothing's going to happen until we can clean house and get... tear up that deep state, but I don't know if that's even possible right now.
Well, remember when we were telling people about Zelensky over there in the Ukraine? He's not what people think. We were telling, remember when all this whole thing started out there, we were telling them that this guy, he was a comedian, he was a drag queen, involved with all kinds of stuff, and then he went, and he was as bad as Putin about getting rid of his enemies. But you're not going to hear that on NBC, ABC, or CBS. But here's an article that's out now, Natural News. by J.D. Hayes, and here is what he's saying. There isn't much that gets past investigative journalist Glenn Greenwald. As an originalist truth-teller who doesn't allow his personal liberal, political, and cultural views to stand in the way of accuracy and honesty. And he showed that quality again in recent posted on Twitter thread that dropped some brutal truths about Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The leader of the West has fawned over. The leaders of the West have fawned over. And showered weapons and money on. And the country where Hunter and Joe Biden managed to make a fortune, according to reports. By the way, Joe, those weapons that we're sending over there, they're not going to where they're supposed to be going. But anyhow, before Russia's invasion, and since Zelensky has abolished basic liberties, a shuttered opposition media, outlawed parties, imprisoned dissidents, as Ukraine demands money and arms from the West, they now want to export this repression to other countries with McCarthy-lite blacklists, okay? And they don't even understand that Joe McCarthy, everything he said was true.
Right. They've got that so confused, I have to laugh. I mean, they take anything and twist and turn it to their benefit, don't they?
Greenwald began noting that he, along with other figures, including former Representative Tulsi Gabbard, have been banned from the country. You can see the there you go. But anyhow, he goes and he goes on to tell you about some of the very same things we told you, and just like the thing with Tucker Carlson last night, everything that we had said, he was verifying. And now, Liscott, we got some other things we want to go. Joe, a funny thing happened on the way to the Great Reset. You want to do this article? Let's do it. It's an article.
We got just a couple of minutes, so before.
Well, we can pick it up on the other side.
Oh, okay.
We're not going anywhere, right?
All right. Well, okay. We know that the Great Reset. First, I guess we better explain to people what this Great Reset is, and that is the Green Revolution, kind of bringing global elites to a one-world order and using the environment and everything, the World Economic Forum. They're going to save the planet, but destroy capitalism, destroy freedom, and bring the world into a communist system. That's what they call the Great Reset.
God's Word, the Bible, says it's their sin. It's their sin that's destroying the environment. Nothing else but their sin. Now, and so let's go. This is an article by Patricia Lewis. The Great Reset. Joe, I'll tell you what. I'm going to read a paragraph, and you pick it up with the next paragraph, okay?
Okay.
The Great Reset is well underway. The worldwide COVID lockdowns, which may ironically were implemented in response to Trump's popularity and success, sparking the rise of Trump-like leaders in other nations, gave the ultimate impetus to getting the paradigm-shifting systematic change into motion. Though, of course, its roots stretch back decades, the pandemic declared the World Economic Forum presented a rare but narrow window that reflect and reimagine and reset the world's fundamental economic and social foundation. Amazingly, the World Economic Forum already possessed a meticulously crafted plan for the process. Okay, hang on, Joe. We're coming up to a break, so after the break, we'll pick it up there. So imagine that, Joe.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.